It's probably the worst year in my 20 years at the airport. You know, we lost 102 flights over the year in comparison with the previous year where we only lost 14 flights. And that was to do with volcanic ash in April and May, and then obviously the huge disruption that the snow had in November and December, which had a huge impact on our Christmas operation.
Also, question marks have been raised about the future of the PSO, and also, obviously, Air Arran is facing difficulties. Did that, coupled with the rest of the issues, create uncertainty for you and the facility as a whole?
Yes, it would. Obviously, Air Arran going into examinership would have had, you know, a bit of a detrimental effect on our passenger numbers because, you know, passengers were uncertain about booking. Thankfully, they've come out of those troubles now, and we'd hope that all the disruptions over the last couple of weeks, you know, won't have too much of an impact and they'll be able to survive going on into 2011. With regards to the PSO, we would see that the allocation of funding for our capital projects by the Department of Transport would be a very positive indication that the government will continue the PSO into Donegal post-July 2011 when the contracts are due for renewal. Obviously, you know, Donegal are in a different position to some other regional airports in that we have more than a three-hour journey time from here to the capital. And, you know, we're very hopeful that we will gain the PSO going forward.